In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ask, and you shall receive. That's divine words. Ask, and you shall receive. It's a promise from God. And I don't know about your experience, but I can share mine. I feel sometimes that I have prayed a lot about something and did not happen yet. How often did we address heavens with fervent prayers, with all our hearts, about our children, about our family, parents, about our own future or presence, about our finances, anything, material or spiritual? How often did we pray on your knees? And yet, what happened? However, God promised, ask and you shall receive. So why not? Of course, we cannot blame God. So, considering the fact that in prayer we are two, the recipient and the receiver, God and me, considering the fact there is nothing wrong with God, that must be something wrong with me. I asked, but why? It's not happening now. Maybe we do not pray well enough. We do not ask well enough. We do not ask what is right enough. The Church teaches us, and we all know that, that a good prayer, in order to be answered, must have three particular qualities. The first quality of any prayer is humility. If we are not humble, our prayer is not a prayer. No more than you like people coming to you asking for help and sounding like, you must give me that. Probably you will not, just because the way the person asks you, without humility, without kindness. And that's what we do with God. We seem sometimes to speak to God and to pray to God with this desire, this sounding that God must give me what I am asking, and right now, because He owes me something. After all, He created me, so He's responsible. What we owe is our sins, and we don't want God to retribute us really for what we have done. So the good work are from God. So let's be humble. And for sure, when we pray, that because we recognize that we are in need, that we lack something, and therefore, indeed, we get on our knees and putting our eyes down, say, my God, I am not worthy at all of anything. And yet, please, I need something. Help me. The second aspect of a good prayer is trust. Why do we go to God if we don't trust Him? Why would we bother to go to God if we do not think that God can indeed assist me now and here? And do we really have this undoubting faith when we pray? Do we really believe that God can do that for me? I don't know. It says that if we would believe about God's power in answering our prayers, we could move mountains. That's a lot. So let's have faith in God. Let's remember that God is all-powerful. And sometimes it seems that we give much power, much more power to devils and evil powers than to our good angels and to God Himself. And we forget that we are strong beyond human beliefs. And we have to trust that God answers our prayer always. Not always the way I figured out. And I told God, God, I have a plan. I'll let you know what you are supposed to do. And that's what we do. But God is answering our prayer His own ways and for the better of what we need. And that we do as well with each other. Don't you? When your children ask you for ice cream and candy, give them broccolis and green beans because you know that's what they're asking for. Indeed, it will be more pleasant to have an ice cream, but you give them broccolis because that is good for them. And doing so, you completely and even better than what they need, they thought, fulfill their prayers. The prayer of the day for the Mass says, God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, thy humble servants, that by holy inspiration we may think those things that be good, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. And that's a prayer to ask. The first prayer is, oh my God, teach me to ask well. And the third good quality of prayer is perseverance. If we would receive anything instantly, we not even value what we receive. It is very well known that if you give your children again whatever they want, whenever they want, they are going to have their toy, be super happy that you gave it to them immediately, and never play with it. Because they did not want it. Not really. On the contrary, if they have to work, if they have to desire it, to look for it for a while, when they get it, yes, they cherish it. And we do the same. And that's what we do when we pray the Holy Rosary. We are addressing the Blessed Virgin Mary, and 50 times in a row, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, that repeat again. Which means that, Mom, I want this. Mom, I need this. Mom, help me with that. Mom, 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 Mom. And Mom, for 50 times, try to say no, 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 no. Until the 50 times, say, okay, let's get it. You win. And that's what we do, perseverance, perseverance. God knows how much we need to do that. And that's for us, not for the imam. We pray through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is not nothing if this gospel and epistle are set right now before the ascension. That's because God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world, goes back in heaven. Why? To be able to fulfill our need and to answer our prayers. Admirable exchange, where God is taking care of man, and man taking care a little of God, time to time. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Father. Or we pray the Father through Jesus, that all the same, because the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are the same. Who sees me sees the Father. And no prayer are heard but through the Father, through the Son. And you say, but Father, didn't you just mention the rosary? What does Mary has to do with prayer if you have to speak to Jesus? First, the Hail Mary is all about Jesus to start with. Second, if you know the mother or the person that you want to get to, your doctor, for example, you will get an appointment faster if you pass through the mother than if you go through the secretary. I promise. It works, you know? And our Lord Jesus Christ loves to be asked through Mary. She is considered as the neck of the mystical body. Nothing goes from the heart to the head, but through the neck. And she's there. That's not a very pretty image, but it shows very well what it is. So let us pray. Let us pray with confidence, love, perseverance, and humility. And if we do what we need to do, if we pray with trust and perseverance, we will see what a miracle here is. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.